1.
Higher.
3.
Higher.
12.
Lower.
5 gold rings. Sorry, feeling festive. 5?
It was 5.
5 nappies. Babe, I'm sorry. Why didn't you wake me?
I tried. You rolled over.
You should have rolled me back.
I did. And Johan did.
Johan was in here.
Yeah, he had a nightmare.
Oh, bless. What was it about?
Don't know. What was it about, Johan?
Ducks.
Oh, Johan. Well, I'm sorry I didn't wake up both. And I'm sorry I didn't change one of your 5 nappies, little stinky girl. Oh, I am so excited for your first Christmas tomorrow.
I know. Should we leave our mince pies and whiskey tonight?
She's a bit young, John.
True.
Suppose I could drink it, though.
I want to get the last bits in town later. Do you want to come?
I think I can't.
Oh. What's your plan today?
Is this your way of asking me what I'm doing on my undercover mission?
Yes.
Babe, you know I can't tell you. It's not safe if you know.
What difference does it make?
What if Baze found you and tortured you for my whereabouts?
Well, I wouldn't tell him anything.
Ow! Ow, why are you twisting my nipples? I wouldn't tell you anything. I didn't really love Fleabag.
See?
Fair point. Really hurts.
In a nice way.
A bit, yeah.
I can't imagine I'll be doing anything today anyway. It's Christmas Eve.
Johan, come in. Johan, come in. Over.
What is that?
Oh, I got given a walkie-talkie. I think I'm actually a police officer now.
Oi, are they paying?
No, it's great. One sec. This is Johan. Over.
Open the front door. It's freezing.
On my way. Over.
Look at you, Johan. A proper police officer.
I know.
Well, he's not really a proper police officer, is he?
John.
He's not. And he's supposed to be helping me with baby Helen, not swanning around with the police unpaid.
Oh, don't mention swans, please, John. They're as bad as the ducks. Just thinking about them has given me the shivers.
What a great officer you'll be, Johan.
Thanks, mate. It means a lot.
Relocation by Robin Morgan. Episode 3.
Where's your uncle? Still giving you the silent treatment.
Yeah, but that's fine. I don't need him.
Did you tell him that?
I did, just before I left. He was sleeping and I was whispering, but it still counts.
He's still sleeping?
Ooh, late night. Did he have a date?
He did, actually.
What? And it went well?
Oh, no. He was up all night writing bad reviews of her business on Google.
Not that I'm missing your uncle, Toby, but shouldn't we still have 2 protection officers assigned to us?
Oh, that's what I'm here about. It's Johan.
Johan?
Hiya.
Hi. Since my uncle's indisposed, do you want to take his place?
Does a bear eat the Pope?
I don't know.
It would if he got the chance. Very anti-religion, bears. I'd love to, is the answer.
Great.
Would you like me to act like your uncle? I've been working on an impression of him.
It's really good.
It actually is.
Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Toby, you're a disgrace to the force, boy. Your auntie and I are very disappointed in you. I'm a big man. I've gone nowhere. I've had relations with a woman.
Good, eh?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Johan. What's on the agenda for you two today?
Well, actually, we'll be seeing you later.
Why?
We're popping into your work.
I've got to go to work.
It's Christmas Eve.
I know, I'm sorry.
But I was going to do Christmas things.
Like what?
I don't know, drink? Spend time with my infant daughter for pretty much the first time since she was born.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too, Sarah.
Did you know about this?
No, but since I'm working alongside Toby and therefore an officer for the day, I also want to offer my apologies.
If Karen's working, you need to be there too.
And is she working?
Yes, there's a motivational speech in the temp agency today.
What attempts need motivating at work on Christmas Eve? Just heard myself, yeah, fair enough.
Who's doing the speech?
Well, it was going to be Uncle and me.
Really?
But I suppose it'll be us two, Johan.
Ace?
Why? But why? I mean, why?
Well, we've nearly got the green light to put full surveillance on Karen's house. Video, sound, everything. But until then, just good to keep eyes on her in the meantime.
Sorry, why is Johan doing a motivational speech?
Well, it's not so much a motivational speech. It's more of a recruitment drive. Tell them what it's like to be a police officer. Did you know that 95% of our workforce comes from temps?
And again, why is he doing it? He is not a police officer.
But I happen to think he's exactly the kind of person this force needs. He's perfect.
Oh, well done, Johan!
Why is he perfect? Because you don't pay him?
Yes, budget cuts and all that. As a result, we need a few interns on the front line.
Oh, sounds very safe.
It is, John. Have you given me a taser and everything?
Oh, I'm glad. I was thinking the untrained, unpaid intern wouldn't be given a weapon.
No need to worry about that.
I think someone's jealous that he's the only one without a job.
That's not true. It's not. I don't miss being a journalist. I don't care that Johan's a police officer doing his dream job. I don't care that I'm the only dad in every baby class I go to.
Great!
Are you still going to that one that Auntie Joy runs?
Yes, she's lovely, I think.
Remember what I said, please don't tell my uncle you're seeing her. Otherwise it'll be a repeat of last Christmas.
What happened last Christmas?
He was just really sad.
Oh.
Well, if he happens to come round, I'll be sure not to tell him. Honestly, why isn't he here protecting us? It's his job.
It's my job now, John, you London totter.
Johan!
So, what time are you lot coming in to motivate and or recruit us?
After lunch. We've got a few leads to pursue first. Baze's car payments for one. There was one online order, but a few shops in the area too.
Oh, that reminds me. I need to get cash out. Joy doesn't take card at the classes.
Don't you mention that woman's name in this house.
It's my house.
Is it? Or is it a witness protection house that was here before you arrived and it'll be here after you've died?
It is really good, isn't it? The trick with him is to be angry all the time.
Right, I better go.
Oh, let me have one more squeeze of her. Helen, as soon as you arrive, walk up to the biggest baby in there and punch them in the face.
Prison rules?
Prison rules.
She's 99th percentile. She is the biggest baby in there.
Then you watch her back, John. You watch her back.
We better go, Johan. Have you got your taser?
Does this answer your question?
Yeah. Okay, now say, Toby, you've burnt the moussaka.
Toby, you've burnt the moussaka.
Yeah, that's so him. That's so what he'd say when I burn the moussaka. Now try. Toby, shave my shoulders.
Toby, shave my shoulders.
Yeah. Now do Toby, I'm really proud of you.
I'm struggling with that one. It's a bit out of character.
Oh.
When's he coming back to work?
Does it matter? We don't need him.
I do a bit.
I don't think Newport has been a good move for him.
Because of Auntie Joy.
I don't know what his problem is. I don't remember her being that bad. I wonder why she left him, though.
He told me he left her.
Yeah, he would say that. Anyway, if she was so awful, then surely they'd get along.
Oh, that's a bit unfair.
Is it? He tried to sell me last year on Facebook Marketplace. It only fell through because he refused to deliver me to Dundee.
Oh, he said he'd do the same to me last week. Kid.
John definitely can't tell him he's friends with her. I honestly don't know what he'd do.
I think he'd take it really well.
Okay, stop it now. Look, we don't need him. We've got two of Newport's finest right here in this car.
Where? In the boot?
Never mind. We're here.
We're where?
This is the only place Bay's card was used.
A music shop?
Yeah. Let's find out what he bought. Do you want to be good cop or bad cop?
Bad. No, good. No, bad. Oh, both, like in Lego Movie.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, we totally got to do that later.
Sure. Let's just play this bio then. Ready?
Oh, 1 second. Ready?
What do we need motivational speakers for anyway? I'm motivated. I did 5K this morning.
Did you? That is amazing. I haven't done any exercise since the baby was born.
Exercise? Oh, no, sorry, by 5K I meant ketamine. Yeah, 5 ketamine. And by motivated I meant off my nut.
Right. I mean, that still is amazing, actually.
What can I say? I'm an athlete.
How was your evening?
Well, I don't want to say too much, but Darren stayed the night.
Oh, exciting. And did you...
move the furniture around? We did. I think he's got a real love of feng shui. Well, that, and he wanted the garage completely empty.
I'd love to see the house someday. When's good for you? And Darren, I've not met him. When's he usually in?
I reckon he's building a sex room. 50 Shades, like.
Yeah?
Totally. Big box of stuff arrived this morning from the web. By the time I get home, I guarantee it, that garage will be something else. I'd bet £50 on it.
Well, you know him better than I do.
No, I'll bet you. £50, come on.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, you've definitely lost £50. Silly Billy.
I am a silly Billy.
Right, what time does this thing start? I honestly can't wait anymore. Those 5Ks are really kicking in.
A couple of hours, I think.
Oh, I'll be deep in the hole by then. Right, tell me something exciting. Not about your baby. Sorry to be rude, but I couldn't care less.
Right, well, no news about her anyway. Haven't seen her properly. I've been so busy.
Bonnie, I'm sorry. I literally... nearly popped another K when you mentioned her then. For me, there is nothing a baby can do that is in the slightest bit interesting.
I just wanted to say again, I am so sorry she hit your boy. I think she was a bit surprised. She wasn't the biggest one here and... yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know she's quite a violent thing for a 4-week-old, but... Yeah, right, OK. Well, the reason why I was laughing was just before I got here, my partner... Oh, she's gone.
Hiya, John.
Morning, Joy. Will you please apologise to, what's her name? You know, the one with all the eyebrows. I've completely forgotten it.
Sandra.
That's the one.
Oh, don't worry, John. We all hate her. We're in a WhatsApp group together and she keeps pushing this thing that's definitely a pyramid scheme.
Right.
How are you finding it? Being a dad?
Yeah.
Not really an answer.
No.
No.
Well, it's hard, isn't it? And, you know, we've got some stuff going on at home, so... But I can't complain. I mean, do I miss being out and about and having a life outside of being a dad? Yes! But the grass is always greener, isn't it?
Not always.
No?
No. My next-door neighbour's grass never grows. I salt it in the night. Every night.
Oh.
Look, I think you're doing really well. A lot of dads would never come here. They'd find it intimidating. A room full of breastfeeding mums.
Well, was a bit awkward on day one.
Yeah, I bet it was. Gay man, such as yourself.
Sorry?
You know, seeing all those breasts for the first time in your life.
I'm sorry?
When are we going to see your partner again? Johan, was it?
Johan's not
Oh, you should bring him along. It was nice to have a bit of sausage in the room. This place can be such a bap fest, if you know what I mean. And you know what baps need.
Sausages?
Exactly. Plus, we're trying to get a range of different experiences from parents. It's a funding thing. Would you fancy writing something for our blog?
Writing something?
Yes. Can you write?
I can, yeah. I was actually a journalist in a previous life.
Oh, Buddhist as well, are you? Oh, well, this is a box-ticking wet dream. You'll have to do it.
Can I just ask, would you have asked me if I wasn't gay?
No.
Then I'd love to. Thanks, Joy.
Oh, don't mention it. Or do. And invite me round for dinner with you and your wonderful partner. I really think it could be like a personality trait of mine to have gay friends. So, can I come? Unless it would be a problem.
No. No problem at all. You should come round for dinner tonight with me and my partner, Johan.
What, on Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to. Right, I'm going to go tell Sandra she's not invited. Sandra, shut this up, you pyramid scheme!
Oh, my God! That was awesome.
Agreed.
Who knew that good cop was the way to go?
I know, he loved playing with a taser.
What a top bloke.
We should stay in touch.
He was wicked on that guitar.
He was, wasn't he, Uncle? I mean, Johan. Anyway, Baze spent £100 on soundproofing. Why?
Maybe he's entered a battle of the bands solely with children from a really posh private school.
Is that the plot to School of Rock?
It is.
Then I don't think it's that. Right, let's just have a think on that one. We need to add it to whatever he ordered online.
And the stuff on that sex shop the other day.
Ah, good point. Oh, look, we better go. It's nearly time for that motivational speech.
Oh, I can't wait to see Sarah.
You can't let on that you know her. Not in front of Karen.
But I know Karen.
What?
Yeah. I used to go into that newspaper office all the time and use the Wi-Fi in the toilets and the kettle and the toilets.
Well, Uncle didn't tell me that. Typical. Honestly, he thinks he's so good at his job and really...
I'm sorry for not telling you, boy.
Not now.
Sorry. But maybe, just maybe, she won't recognise me. If... I'm in character.
In character?
Follow my lead, Tobe. Follow my lead.
Oh, Buddy, will you wake me up when they arrive?
They're coming in now.
Oh, I am not in the mood for this.
Hello. We are your motivational speakers for today. My name is Toby, and this is Yo, sir. Hello. As you can see from our uniforms, we are...
The worst strippers in the world?
No, sorry, there'll be a Q&A section later.
Wasn't a question, babes, just a statement. Why is that one wearing a fake moustache?
We are not strippers, no, but thank you. And that moustache is real, because we are police officers.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Babe, can you smell a cat on me?
What does it smell like?
Oh, you really haven't lived, have you?
We are currently recruiting for specialist roles, a role that Yosef currently has.
Hello.
Thank you, Yosef.
Welcome.
What's the pay like?
A great question. What's your name, miss?
Don't say a thing, Bon. I'm filming this in case he shoots you. I've seen stuff like this on MySpace.
Please don't film this.
You can't stop me doing anything. I know my rights.
I don't think you do.
When does this finish?
I'd suggest now. Come on, Yosef.
Hello.
No, not hello.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well, that was great. Shall we join?
The police? I don't think so. Darren would kill me.
Would he? Why?
Oh, he hates the police. Says they've always been out to get him.
That's terrible.
Mm. That's why he dresses up as one sometimes.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was a kinky thing. But when I suggested it, he vomited. Like, actually was sick in his mouth, like. Yeah, it was lush.
Yeah, sounds it. So, he pretends to be a police officer so they don't try and get him?
Yeah. Anyway, what time is it?
Just gone midday.
Nice. Pub?
I'd love to.
Hello? Hello?
Jan, hi. How are you? How are things, man?
What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong. Can't a guy just ring up his best mate for a chin wag?
Who is it? It's John. I think he's lonely.
Ask him about the soundproofing.
Oh, do you know any connection between Darren Bays and soundproofing?
Like what?
Well, you know him better than we do.
I witnessed him murdering someone. That's as far as our connection goes. We're not really in a WhatsApp group.
No, I know, but has he ever shown any interest in loud music or been in a band?
Oh, no, you mentioned it, Ewan. Yeah, well, he killed that man. He did celebrate by doing a big guitar solo.
Did he?
No!
Oh, nuts, that would have made sense.
Look, when are you home? I'm cooking.
Are you sure nothing's wrong?
Yes. Can't a mate cook a meal for his mate and pretend to be partners in front of the ex-wife of the policeman and their witness protection officer?
What?
OK, see you later, mate.
Are you sure you were OK?
Bye!
Oh, I needed that. You know when it's been a few hours since your breakfast wine?
Totally.
I love this time of year. It's just socially acceptable to get a little bit sloshed at any time throughout the day. And it's wicked you're drinking, even though you had a baby a few weeks ago. Some people would say you're a bad mum.
Yeah, I guess they would.
Plus you're not even with her. You're not working. I love that. Love it. It's totally what I'd do if I had kids.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. They've got to fend for themselves, babies. I just think it's wicked it hadn't changed your life. Me and Darren always say, you know, if we have kids, we wouldn't let it change us. Oh, talk of the devil. Hiya, babes. Oh, yeah, I did take them, yeah. Well, it's a Monday night, so I thought I'd celebrate. Oh, well, sorry, I didn't know you needed it. Oh, he's annoyed about the special key. Oh, can you get some more? Great. Yeah, how was the garage coming along? Oh, yeah, that's a lush idea. Let me ask her. Bon. Do you want to go for dinner tonight? Darren's cooking.
Oh, with Darren? On Christmas Eve? Yeah, yeah, sounds like a perfect time to go over to someone's house for dinner. Yeah, yeah!
Yeah, yeah, that's her. She's excited. Yeah, her eyes have gone all wide and she's breathing heavy. Yeah, I know, it's only spag bol. It's a bitch. Okay, love you. Bye. Oh, thanks for saying yes. It'll be lush you meeting him. And if we start getting off in front of you, just say, and we'll try to stop.
Okay, sounds great.
Do you want to bring your baby? I mean, I've got a kennel that's been empty since my dog left for another woman.
Oh, no, her dad'll take her.
Bring him along!
No, no, I don't think that would work.
Why?
He's allergic.
Or to fun.
Yeah.
Oh, good God. What's he like? You never mention him.
Oh, have I not?
No. Actually, save it. You can tell us all about him over dinner. Now, are you allergic to anything?
Nope.
Good. I wouldn't have changed my plans if you had been. Probably added more of whatever it was, to be honest.
I assumed as much.
God, I love being mates with you, Bonnie. I hope nothing will ever come between us.
I'm sure it won't.
Lush. One more turbo shandy for the road?
Why not two?
Yes, please, Bonnie!
You know, I can't actually believe how good today has been. Absolutely nothing's gone wrong. I told you we didn't need my uncle. And we're home in record time because we didn't need to stop at all those drive-thrus.
Can't wait to show baby Helen the taser.
Grab that, would you?
Oh, it's an email, itdave@police.com.
Oh, it'll be what Bays ordered online. Go on.
So, number one, a fancy dress police uniform. Is he having a party?
Or pretending to be an officer to avoid suspicion. What else?
A big food shop. Onions, mushrooms, carrots.
A bolognese?
Well, he thinks so. He's tried to order mince, but guess what they replaced it with?
Go on.
Guess.
I don't know.
Mince pies. Oh, he's going to be livid. Enjoy this spaghetti bolognese full of mince pies. You'll probably kill again. But seriously, this might tip him over the edge. He may kill again.
What about the other order?
Rope, handcuffs, blindfold.
Wasn't that the same stuff he bought the other day?
Always good to have a spare.
But what if it's not a spare? What if it's for more than one person?
So he is having a fancy dress party?
No, what if he's using them to kidnap a person or two persons, but people?
Like who?
John, Sarah.
Can't be them. What about Helen? He'd have bought a third pair of teeny tiny little baby handcuffs. That's so cute. I'm going to get him that for Christmas. Alexa, add something to my Christmas list.
Ewan.
Sorry, I ain't even got Alexa.
Ewan, call Sarah now.
On it. Alexa, call Sarah.
Ewan!
Yes, sorry. What am I leading with? A Christmas present?
No, the fact she's in danger.
Right.
Hiya, can't really talk right now.
Sarah?
I think you must have got the wrong number. This is Bonnie, and I'm just about to have dinner with he who must not be named.
Warren Gatland?
No, Bays. I'm about to go in. Wish me luck.
Hello, you must be Bonnie.
Or am? Shall I take off?
Oh, yes, please.
You know, my old mum was called Bonnie.
Yeah?
Yeah, but we all called her Sarah.
She's in there with him.
And he knows who she is.
Oh, no. He must have already bought Helen some handcuffs. That's my present ruined.
Oh God, I'm out of my depth. Sarah's going to get killed and it's all my fault.
And the shops are closing soon. Bloody Christmas Eve.
Joan!
Yeah?
Put the blue lights on.
Where are we going?
There's only one man who can help us now.
Uncle, it's Toby. Officer in distress, emotional distress. Over. I'll go get him. You get John.
Roger that. John, only me.
Hello, darling.
What's wrong?
Nothing, sweetie pie. Can I take your coat?
Are you wearing a coat?
Then I shall buy you a coat and then I'll take it off you.
What's happening?
You're late for dinner is what's happening. Just go with the flow. Had to work late at the dog pound. Oh, dear. Well, look, we've got company. Yoan, you remember Joy?
Hiya.
And Joy, you remember Yoan, my partner?
What?
Hello. Oh, it's lovely to see you again. You have a wonderful home.
Thank you. John, may I see you in the kitchen? I have some news.
Well, we're all friends here. Whatever you can say to me, you can say in front of Joy.
I think your fiancée Sarah has been kidnapped by the man who's after you, Darren Bays.
What?
Are you speaking in gay code?
Yes.
Then I'm very confused. I'll leave you to some privacy and I'll go to the loo whilst listening to what you're saying.
What did you just say?
Sarah's with Bees and having dinner.
And where are police protection?
Next door. Look, they've had a bit of a falling out, so they're making up.
What?
Get round here now!
John, we've got news.
No, we're well past that. Why aren't you with Sarah?
You told them already.
Yes, yeah,
us. Uncle will be gutted. He was really looking forward to telling
hey,
you.
Hey, guess who's got some gossip?
But they know.
It's not gossip. It's the safety of the mother of my child.
I forgot that as gossip.
Do you want know what is gossip? There's gossip behind that door.
What, the downstairs bog?
Hello.
What the hell are you doing in there?
What does it look like?
John, why is my ex-wife pissing in your house?
Hi, Auntie Joy.
Yoan, you got that taser?
Yeah, one sec.
Ah! Yoan, what did you taser her for?
He asked me to.
Well, I didn't technically, but nice one, you know, very proud of you.
Oh, you say it for him.
What's your problem?
Oh, well done, everyone. You've woken Helen up. Just once I'd like to have a peaceful dinner without my guest being tasered while she urinates. Shall we go and rescue my wife now?
I think that would be wise.
What should we do with Auntie Joy? We can't leave her there.
Oh, we'll just have to take her with us.
No, there's not enough room in the car. Helen needs a car seat.
Bloody car seat. Right, just chuck her in the boot.
I'm not putting my daughter in the boot.
Not Helen here. Joy, Toby, pick her up.
But you're not the boss of me.
Yeah, pick her up.
Fine.
Flush the bog when you're at it. It's still floating. Disgusting woman.
Seabon, told you he'd converted the garage?
Yep.
You owe me 50 quid.
I don't think I do.
Why?
It's not a sex room, is it?
Well, not technically.
More than a space to kidnap
me. Let's not throw that word round
just yet. He's tied us both up and handcuffed us in a soundproof room and he's gone to get blindfolds and horse tranquilizer.
I'd still call this a sex room at present.
Then you're an idiot.
Bonnie?
My name's not Bonnie, it's Sarah. How are you not getting this? This was all about me. He was using you to get to me and using me to get to John. Oh, God, I'll never see him again. Or Helen.
The hell is Helen?
My baby.
I thought her name was Karen. This is very confusing.
No, it's Helen. My sweet baby Helen, who I'll never get to know because I thought all this would be exciting. I didn't just want to be just a mum and look how it's ended up, idiot.
Yeah, this'll cheer you up, right? Darren's making a bolognese tonight. But here's the thing. On the online shop, I swapped his mince for mince pies. What a festive joke.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm unhinged, Bonnie, or whatever your name isn't. I'm unhinged. Well, isn't that obvious? All my life I've wanted a partner at Christmas, and I finally got one. And now he's handcuffed me in the garage. I feel like the Virgin Mary.
Why?
She gave birth in a manger. I'm in a garage. It's quite obvious.
I can't do this. I've got to get out of here.
I don't think that's going to happen, Bibs.
Yes, it will. It has to. I need to see Helen. She's 99th percentile.
Don't know what that is.
It means she's massive. A massive thug. And she's probably coming to save me.
Hiya, Darren. Oh, nice uniform. You pretending to be police again? Or...
That's right.
Why are you doing that, then?
None of your beeswax.
Beeswax? That's hilarious. You're so funny, Daz.
What do you want from me?
Nothing from you, darling. Just want your husband here.
He's not my husband. He's my fiancé.
Yeah. Been a long engagement, hasn't it? You've been engaged since I first saw you. Sounds to me like he's afraid of commitment.
Oh, we've had a lot on. He witnessed a man being murdered.
Did he? Who did that then?
You did.
Must have confused. confuse me with someone else.
You saw you shout, "I'm Darren Bayes," as she did it.
How strange.
And then you shouted your mother's maiden name and the street you grew up on.
Funny old world.
Can I go, please?
No.
Worth a try. What are you going to do to him?
Oh, I don't know. I've started making some dinner. You know, bolognese. I've had a sofrito on since this morning. All I've got to do now is brown the mince. Maybe we'll sit down, have a little bite to eat, and chat it all through. What?
Have you opened the shopping yet, love?
No. Why?
I've swapped mince for mince pies. Merry Christmas.
What? Why would you do that?
Oh, just a prank. You got pranked.
But that's ruined the whole meal. I don't know why you do that. Well, there's nowhere open at this time. It's Christmas Eve.
I love pranking.
Oh, suppose I'll just have to kill Johnny Boy straight away now then.
Darren, no. We'll never be invited to the wedding then.
Mince pies.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure he's joking about killing John. Sorry, who is John?
Are you kidding? He used to work for you. You knew him as Brian Harvey.
Brian?
Yes.
No way. Oh, love, no, we can't have you chained up in here. Brian's wicked. We've got to get you out of here.
What, really?
Yeah. God, that's blown my mind, that has. Oh, I hope he doesn't come here because, you know, Darren, but I'll be honest, it would be lush to see him one last time.
Yeah. It would be.
30 minutes away, John.
Yeah.
You okay?
No.
Bayes wore a police uniform. We think he's pretending to be an actual officer.
Yeah.
A bit like me, hey, John?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just gone midnight. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Yaron.
Spending Christmas with my ex-wife in the boot. Funny how things repeat themselves, isn't it?
What?
Nothing.
John?
Yeah?
We'll get it back, mate.
Thanks, yeah.
Relocation was written by Robin Morgan and starred Steve Spears, Helen Monks, Clint Edwards, Vern Griffiths, Beth Granville, Robin Morgan, Catherine Stewart and Marcus Brigstock. It was a Zipline production for BBC Radio Wales.